The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis has a machlokes. Who instituted tefillas? What's the history behind tefillas? Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv. So, one opinion says tefillas Avos Tikton that Avram instituted. Shacharis Yitzchak Mincha Yaakov Ma'ariv. And the other opinion is tefilla Keneged Karbanos. The Talmud shall Shachar and the Talmud shall Ben Arbayim. Aye, so what about Ma'ariv? So the leftover fats and limbs they didn't bring, they didn't finish burning during the day, they could burn at night. And in fact, that's how some explain that there's another machlokas later on in the Gemara where the Tfilas Arav is Rishus Achova. So if you hold tefillah keneged avos, then why would Yaakov's tefillah be discriminated against? But if you hold tefillah keneged karbanos, so we understand that it's only if you had leftover emurim, leftover fats. But let's say they got lost or you didn't have anything left over, you don't have to bring. It's not ma'akev. That's a Yitzhak Ochanan, right? So therefore, others point out that no, even if you hold Yaakov, you can still learn it some. It's Rishus. Nevertheless, so that's the Machlokas in the Gemara, whether Tfilas Keneged Avos, Tfilas Keneged Karbanos. So the Shaila is, when is the Zman HaMincha? So the Mishnah tells us that basically you have from six, let's go with the 6 to 6 day. So Chatzos is 6 hours. 6.5 hours is Mincha Gedola. And then 9.5 hours is Mincha Ketana. And then you have 1.25 hours before sunset, 4:45 is Plaga Mincha, sunset is 6 o'clock. So when is the preferable time to daven? Well, the time to daven Mincha is you have the whole day. So basically, we assume from 6.5 hours on, it's a child of Isman Hazeh that we know the time. Would you be Yotze if you daven Mincha after 6, but before 6.5. But, so it's clearly from 6.5 to the end of the day. So is there any better time to daven? Is it better to daven early afternoon, late afternoon? There's no preference. So the Rambam writes, normally, when was the Talmud Show Ben Harbayim brought? It's usually brought by Mincha Ketana time, 9.5 hours. So therefore, the Rambam writes, L'chadchila, one should daven mincha late afternoon. Of course, the Rambam agrees that since, and it's going to be this year, Erev Pesach Shachol B'Shabbos, or Erev Pesach. So in general, Erev Pesach, anyway, they used to bring it earlier because of the Karban Pesach. So therefore, there were times you brought it earlier, once in a while, so therefore you can daven at 6.5. So the bottom line is the Rambam Paskins Mincha Ketan is better, which is the minig in most shuls, but Mincha Gedola is b'di'evit, or at least not l'chadchila, because that's where the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like their own. Yet, so that's the minig in most shuls. I mean, now today you have different shuls that have many minyanim throughout the day. But the classic, sure, you said you daven. That's the pro. They used to daven mincha before shkia, but then they usually daven ma'ir before seitz. So, I guess, which l'chadchila do you want? So, in the minhag yeshivas, it's different. They daven mincha gedola, and many of them don't daven chazaras hashatz. Perhaps they could go together. Some want to say maybe only mincha ketana. It was set up to do chazaras hashatz. Others want to say it's more like it's a pragmatic thing. It's Bittul Torah. I guess it's a big mechayev. That means you can't waste a minute during the whole day if the whole reason you're davening in the yeshiva is early. But that's what they say, Bittul Torah. And others point out that maybe it was only set up in a shul. That's what I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Bick, that if you're davening in an airport, you're davening at a wedding, there is no chiyuv of, I don't know if there's an isser, but there is no chiyuv of davening, well, I guess, Hazaras Hashatz. I guess it depends. If you hold it, shouldn't be davening, and then maybe you shouldn't. It depends on what the sheet is. Either way, so, in many other, in yeshivas, they daven early, so that's other Rishonim, the The Rush and the Tor disagree, and many other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and therefore Yesh v'Yesh. So therefore, the straight psak of the Shulchan Aruch is Yidav b'mincha ketana. However, the practice of many is even l'chatchila, they daven mincha gedola. In fact, there was one of the great rabbis, I forget which one, that he used to be daf gedaven mincha gedola. Because why? Because no one knows when Yom HaMis is. No one knows when you're going to die. So it's reason magdim, and I want to make sure I get the first opportunity of getting mincha in. That's when I want to daven. And lo and behold, that person, he died in the afternoon and he got mincha in. So for him it worked. So either way, in effect, if someone to bring a raya from David HaMelech, that Erev Raboka v'Saharayim. Saharayim means early in the day, early afternoon. So what great leadership we have. David HaMelech davening mincha early. And in fact, someone of the think there's a Ritva and Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, when it talks about Avram Avinu, the Gemara here says that Avram is into the Chacharis, but then the Gemara over there talks about Avram davening mincha. So the Mepharshim word, yeah, Avram also davened early mincha. However, they knew. And therefore, yesh v'yesh. As long as you daven mincha, it's good. Davening mincha b'tzibur is even better. And then, yesh v'yesh, whichever minion's a better minion, you have more kavana, so then go ahead and daven mincha.